Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We're at 70 degrees on a Monday morning, and a look back at baseball yesterday over the weekend, local sports, and a Brewer victory yesterday, salvaging a game against the Marlins.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today. Napa Know How.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Sunday League home talent baseball season came to a close for the Arena Aces with a 4-0 loss at Belleville yesterday. The host Raiders scored 2 runs in the first inning and 2 in the 5th to improve to 9-3. Arena had many chances to get on the scoreboard. However, they lacked clutch hits on Sunday and stranded 12 base runners during the 9-inning contest. Nate Jennings was 2 for 4. Max Miller and Wyatt Miller both had hits. Eli Alt was 1 for 3. He pitched the first 5 innings and gave up 7 hits to suffer the loss. He also was injured on the second of the last play of the game when he cut his hand sliding into second base. The Aces were already shorthanded coming into the game with injuries to Al Spurley and Alex Stotts. Ethan Wickman was missing after being called up to pitch for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders over the weekend. Nate Jennings pitched 3 innings of relief yesterday for Arena, which finished the Sunday season at 7-7. Stephen Mello was the winning pitcher for Belleville with relief work from Jacob Sheehan. Sam Urquhart was 2 for 4 with a 5th-inning 2-run home run over the left field fence. Following the 4-0 win, Belleville will play at Verona on Sunday. Arena still has night league games this week, including a makeup tomorrow night in Cazenovia. Elsewhere in the West, Dodgeville eked one out over Blanchardville 4-3. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 2-0 over Hollandale. Verona 11, Scholesburg Benton 1. Next week, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb plays at Dodgeville, and Belleville will be at Verona. In the North playoffs, Ashton 11, Mazamani 8. Middleton beat Wanakee 12-2. Sauk Prairie over Wisconsin Dells 6-5. Reedsburg 9, Cross Plains 8. Next week, Reedsburg will be at Sauk and Middleton at Ashton. In the Southeast, Jefferson was a winner against Lake Mills, 14-0. Fort Atkinson, 2-1 over Utica. Rio, 6-2 over Poinette. Cambridge, 15. McFarland, 4. Footville, 12. Stoughton, 6. Evansville, 12-5 over Albion. And Monona, a winner against DeForest, 9-1. Montello beat Sun Prairie, 2-0. The Simon Sharks concluded their season Saturday at the conference swim meet, and Mineral Point was the site. For a 4th year in a row, Boscobel was the conference championship, finishing with 1,889.5 points. Lancaster placed 2nd with 1,213. Prairie du Chien 3rd with 859.5. The Sharks swam to a 4th place finish with 827. Mineral Point was 5th with 703. Dodgeville finished 6th with 701, and Platteville swim team finished 7th with 478 points. The Sharks were led by Lauren Chambers, who earned gold in the backstroke and breaststroke, Connor Hying, who added 2 first-place finishes in the butterfly and breaststroke, the 9-10 girls relay, consisting of Morgan Worthington, Claire Hying, Lauren Chambers, and Kaylin Burns, showed the same dominance they have shown all season by winning both the medley and freestyle relays. An additional first place finish was earned by the 15-18 boys relay made up of Connor Hying, Malachi Fretz, Braden Burns, and Lucian Hamlin. Second place finishes were earned by the 15-18 boys medley relay team made up of Connor Hying, Malachi Fretz, Morey Wright, and Lucian Hamlin. Grace Fretz and Malachi Fretz in the freestyle, Elsa Norte in the butterfly, Malachi Fretz in the distance freestyle. Bronze medals were earned by 8 and under girls medley relay team of Emma Lee Salas, Zaylee Kelman, Brooklyn Worthington, and Elsa Norte. The 9 to 10 boys medley relay team of Luke Fretz, Levi Fretz, Caleb Waterfall, and Ronan Ringelstetter. The girls 15 to 18 medley relay team of Grace Fretz, Chloe Hying, Braylon Olson, and Leah Chambers, Kaylin Burns in the freestyle, Ben Bosworth in the backstroke, Luke Fretz in the distance freestyle, Jewel Fretz, Clancy Hying, Braden Burns in the breaststroke, and Lucian Hamlin in the individual medley. Congratulations to the Sharks on another fine season. The Brewers were able to salvage the final game of a 3-game series against the Miami Marlins 6-2. Jake Bowers powered the offense with a home run and triple. Jackson Chirio also went deep. Jacob Junis got the pitching victory with 2 scoreless innings of work. Reliever Devin Williams returned from 4 months on the injured list to hold the Marlins scoreless in the 9th inning. Right-hander Colin Ray starts the first game of a home series against the Braves coming up tonight. Some tremendous defensive play yesterday by Bryce Terang, who had 2 incredible catches.
I mean, the second one was hit harder than the first one. You know, they're so reactionary. You're reacting to them. You're trying to make it out. You know, there's nothing really more to it. Try to get a good read on the ball and try to make it out.
And Brewer manager Pat Murphy credited a stack of good plays.
Felt like things were going our way, you know, but Terang's 2 plays and Bowers' offense, you know, with Ellie out, and for him to step up the way he did today, Bowers and Bryce, and so many good performances today. Mitchell, you know, he hasn't played in 100 games, and all of a sudden, 90 games, and, you know, it's great to see those guys start to pick up some of the slack.
Elsewhere yesterday, Atlanta 9-2 over the Mets, St. Louis 4, Washington 3, San Francisco 5-4 over Colorado, Pittsburgh 6, and Arizona 5. In the American League, Toronto 7, Texas 3, Minnesota 5-0 over Detroit. Seattle was a winner against the White Sox 6-3, Angels 8, Oakland 6, Yankees 8-2 over Boston. In interleague play, Tampa Bay 2-1 over Cincinnati, Cleveland 4, Philadelphia 3. The Cubs got the win against Kansas City 7-3, Baltimore 8-6 over San Diego, Dodgers 6, and Houston 2. The Packers finally signed quarterback Jordan Love to a 4-year, $220 million deal. He had been sitting out training camp practices while the details were hammered out. Love gets a record-setting $75 million signing bonus up front. The agreement is worth $55 million a year, tying him with the Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence and Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow for the biggest paycheck in the NFL. Brian Gutekunst says it is good to have this beyond them.
When you really get to know these guys is when you get them in your building, you get them in your process, and you get to see how they work and how they kind of endear themselves to their teammates, how important it is to them. And certainly since he's been here, he's checked all those boxes. And I think as we moved along and he progressed and we realized that, you know, he was going to be the next guy, and then seeing how he handled that this past year, becoming the guy, handling that pressure, coming out the other side of it, just gave us a lot of confidence, I think, that, you know, this is a guy that's going to lead us into the future.
All those stories about the Bucks trading veteran center Brook Lopez are just rumors and speculation. General Manager John Horst says the Milwaukee front office has 0 intentions of trading the center. Reporter Eric Nem of The Athletic quotes Horst, Lopez is 36 years old and has been a member of the team for the last 6 seasons, averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.2 block shots per game. His 3-point shooting adds a dimension to the team's offense, and he has been honored for his defense. At the Olympics, Simone Biles posted an all-around total of 59.566 during Olympic qualifying inside a packed and star-studded Bercy Arena in Paris, despite complaining of left calf injury that had her limping. Biles appeared to tweak the leg while warming up on floor exercise during the second rotation. She had the ankle taped and then returned to put on the kind of show-stopping performance that has long been her signature. Elsewhere, concerns about the water quality at the Seine River led officials to call off the swimming portion of an Olympic triathlon training session for a second straight day. Organizers overseeing the event at the Paris Games are optimistic that triathletes will be able to swim in the city's famed waterway when the competition starts Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.